SiriusXM Radio presents, in conjunction with House of Athlete, I Am Athlete Tonight.
Welcome back to I Am Athlete Tonight. I'm your host, Lee J. Dugable, with my squad, Ashley Nicole Moss, Brandon Marshall, and Pac-Man Jones. Shout out to the Broncos radio on SiriusXM for that game call at the end of the season last year. And that was also Russell Wilson speaking back on July 27th, explaining why they can win it all. And you heard it. It's our countdown to kickoff segment. And our countdown to kickoff segment, we really hone in and lock on one team as we get ready to prepare for opening night with the Buffalo Bills visiting the LA Rams to kick off the NFL season. So the Denver Broncos, right, this offseason traded for Russell Wilson, have a new head coach in Nathaniel Hackett, had a really good tandem at running back last year. Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams both each rushed for over 900 yards. Their defense was ranked third in the NFL in points allowed per game. Now, they struggled getting to the quarterback. They were tied for 18th in sacks in the NFL. They've had some injuries early this offseason in training camp. They lost their receiver, Tim Patrick, to an ACL, but they also have one of the best secondaries in football with Pat Surtain on the outside, the second, Ronald Darby, Kareem Jackson at safety, and to me, one of the best safeties in the league, Justin Simmons. Now, they've added some firepower. They took Ashley's Dallas Cowboys defensive end, Randy Gregory, in free agency, and also added defensive tackle from the San Francisco 49ers, DJ Jones. Ashley, how far can the Broncos go in this loaded AFC West this year?
I think they can go pretty far. I know they have a rookie head coach, but I think when you have a veteran quarterback who has been to the promised land before multiple times and has won there, like Russell Wilson, I don't think being a rookie head coach is necessarily something that you have to worry about as much if you didn't have him as your quarterback. I think that he kind of knows the things that need to be done to win. So between the two of them, I feel like it'll be a great partnership. I can be wrong on that. Obviously, you have Pac and Brandon here. They can also go ahead and speak on that. But I feel like it shouldn't be an issue that they can't overcome. The only thing I'm concerned about, didn't they just lose a wide receiver?
Tim Patrick. Yeah, I stated that. Yeah, he was like their number 2/3 receiver last year. And he got banged up, tore ACL.
It hurts a little bit in terms of depth, but it's not like your number one guy. But Russell Wilson obviously is going to be the huge difference maker for this team. Absolutely.
Pac, talk about your old team, man. How far do you think the Denver Broncos can go in the AFC West this year?
It's packed. You look at the quarterbacks that's in this division. They are all pretty good. We got to see the LA Chargers this week and what Herbert can do. Everybody already know what Brandon best friend can do in Denver.
He's talking about Russell Wilson.
we already know how good Derek Carr is. Man, this is loaded. It's going to come down to who can run the ball at the end of the season, I think. It's going to be a star-studded division. I still think the AFC North is the best division in football right now.
No way.
Just hear me out.
Stop it.
Just hear me out. And I think this is the number two best division.
You think in all of football, AFC North, or just in the AFC?
I'm talking about AFC North. I'm talking about Bengals.
No, I know. You think they're
Pittsburgh,
the best division in all of football or just in the AFC?
I think they're the best division in football to me.
Whoa,
you ask me.
Goodness. How do you justify
that? They have the offense.
Your mic.
You're breaking up, Pat.
You're a little
wild. Talking too crazy. That's what's happening with his mic.
They have the number one ranked offensive wide receiver group. Did y'all know that?
That's one team. We're talking about the whole conference. We can't hear you. Brandon, go ahead, Brandon, because we can't hear Pac right now.
All right, so listen, Pac-Man is right. He's trying to figure out a little wire. He is right when it comes to, you know, the AFC West, and it stars it, and it's going to be difficult, okay? You're talking about Josh McDaniels enters the division. He is a really good play caller, and also his football IQ is through the roof. Derek Carr, like a lot of people think, is he top 10 or not? Is he top 15 or not? Is
10 or 11 right there.
Can this guy get it done? And listen, he can play. Now he just needs to, you know, lean into more leadership. He needs to, you know, find a clutch gene. LeBron James didn't have the clutch gene when he first came in the NBA. Maybe Derek Carr can get it. If he can get it, it's freaking scary. All right. Also, we know what the Chiefs have. We know what the Chargers have. We were there yesterday. You know, we got to get their Derwin James back. Derwin James going to bring a lot of juice, and that team can be scary. So to answer your question, the Denver Broncos, what they need to really stay healthy. That's it. Already off to a bad start. I was just with them. Ashley, I know you guys were just talking about Patrick. He's not a number two or number three. No, that is a guy. I was just there. Russell Wilson thinks highly of this guy.
He's a good player, but he's not Cortland Sutton.
He's definitely not Cortland Sutton.
He's not Cortland Sutton. And obviously, Jerry Jeudy bring their own thing, but you're talking about a big body guy. Russell Wilson loves throwing the big wide receivers, okay? So you saw his chemistry with DK Metcalf early in DK's career. So this is a big hit for the Denver Broncos. So can they get it done? Absolutely. They need to stay healthy, dudes. But also, you know, you got to think about this now, because to me, it's their division to lose. Why is it their division to lose? I wanted to highlight all these teams and everything they had. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, Josh McDaniels, and you got Derek Carr. You got Brandon Staley. You got Justin Herbert, right? This is a really good team. But guess what happens when it's star-studded, dudes? Games come down to the wire.
That's true.
We're talking about the last 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Who has the most winningest quarterback through 10 years, dudes? Who has the most quarterback to ever play in a national
dude? But don't forget, Derek Carr had the most fourth quarter comebacks last
year. I'm saying career. Don't talk to me about 2 years. Who has the quarterback?
In the words of Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? But speaking of Tim Patrick, though, right, that is a massive blow. I love him. You know why I also love him? Because he was an undrafted guy like me. When guys like that are able to finally get their shot and he cashes in and gets a deal and he was going to be a main playmaker on this offense, it hurts when guys like that go down. But the one thing, Ashley, I know you talked about depth. KJ Hamler is a guy they had last year who was a speedster, their slot guy. He missed all of last year with an ACL. So I think he naturally slides into that slot. And on the outside, Jerry Jeudy and also Cortland Sutton stay there. Now, again, they can't really afford for anybody else to get hurt. But they had depth at that position, at the wide receiver position. Also, I mean, a big question for me is, will they let Russ cook or will it be more of a balanced attack? Now, if you go back and look at the history of Russell Wilson, when he's had success and when the Seahawks had success, they were balanced on offense. They ran the football. He was able to use play action, throw that moon ball. The 1 year they let him cook, right, everybody was talking, let him cook. He was an MVP candidate. But then the last back half of the season, 8 games, he didn't play as well. So I think, honestly, with the rushing attack that they have, listen to me. With the rushing attack they have, and I guarantee defensive guys would say the same thing. Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon, they damn near ran for 1,000 apiece. Run the football on this. They have a great defense. Run the damn football, and then let Russ cook if the game is close at the end of the game, right? Don't have him coming out throwing 30 or 40 times.
Can I say one thing?
What you writing over there, Pac?
I'm trying to say, Ash, they keep talking about offense, offense, offense.
I just said they have a good defense.
Hold on. Let me say one thing. Denver Broncos, out of their division, the front eight.
We can't hear you again, Pac.
We got to let you go.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, there you go.
I said the front eight in this division, come on, bro, like, Their front eight is not better than the Chargers, right? Yes or no?
Did you forget who they got in free agency?
Are you telling me that Denver Broncos defensive line is better than Mac and Bosa? Is that what you're telling me right now?
But you can't just throw Mac and Bosa. But when you do that, you got to throw the D tackles in there too.
Oh my God.
DJ Jones is a dog. What are you talking about?
Man, I understand
me that soundbite.
But with Mac and Bosa,
I get what you're saying on the edge. I get that 100%. Honestly, though, we haven't seen Khalil Mack in a year.
Okay, before we go to defense, go back to defense. Can I address Pac, please? Can I address what this man just said?
Please come and address it,
Wilson.
You keep talking about this record, like we all know, like wins and losses is not a quarterback stat.
It's not. They get judged.
They do. But so when people talk about Jimmy Garoppolo and his record, what do they say?
Nobody's talking
about the asterisk.
Talk about any of us on this call on this radio show right now. Oh, Brandon Marshall, dudes, Pac-Man. Oh, they weren't good because they didn't win a lot of games. They don't say that. They talk about what we did with the quarterback. Did you win or not? That's a big deal, bro. That's a big deal to be down by 30 and you come back and you win it. It's a big deal to have, because you're talking about Derek Carr to be in one season and bring your team back from a 10-point deficit with 3 minutes left, 4 minutes left. That's a big deal.
I'd be doing that often in Madden. I'd be handing out wins. Listen.
Here's why I'm frustrated with you dudes when we talk about Russell Wilson, right? You're talking about, historically, right? You sound like a media person.
I don't know. First of all, I didn't say historically. I said when they had success.
Yes, but think about why they had success. They had one of the greatest defenses ever. Of course, that's the formula.
And who was in the backfield when he had a lot of his success?
He wasn't even supposed to start the first year. He comes in, has a phenomenal camp. Yeah, Pete Carroll brings him to pull him to the side and says, "Let's shoot some hoops." So he's like, "Come in early, shoot some hoops outside the facility." And he says, "How would you like to lead this organization?" Right? This is in camp 11 years ago. Okay,
I remember.
And then he goes out there and he has Marshawn Lynch and he has a great defense. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that's the formula. But, dudes, when you got in the NFL, did you stay the same or did you evolve and did you get better? And you don't have to answer that. The reason why I say that is because you got a quarterback in Russell Wilson whose football IQ is through the roof. And he leaned on the defense. He leaned on the running game. But now as a quarterback, he's a champion. He's seeing what Peyton Manning's doing, seeing what Tom Brady is doing. And now he's saying, let me get a little bit more. And there was this battle between him and Pete Carroll where they would never let him cook. And you're talking about freaking four games where it was bad. Games where he turned the ball over. Come on, man. Get this man an opportunity. Let him cook. We just had this conversation with Lamar Jackson. We just said that. Just last week, we were talking about Lamar Jackson. Can he evolve? Is he sitting back? Is he trying to get better? Right? Because if he does, it could be scary. Well, you got a freaking Russell Wilson who freaking day and night is eating and sleeping, getting better and evolving, and you don't want to let him cook.
Well, all I was going to say, history has shown that when he does cook, their team does not look as good as when it's more balanced.
Five games of
no, it was Brandon. It was the first nine games. He was the lead candidate for the MVP. The last eight, it did not look good on offense, right? They averaged ten less points per game the last eight than they did the first nine games of the season because people caught on to their offense.
Yeah, weapons.
Even last year, when they were bad, when they weren't good, when they won down the stretch, it was because Penny the running back started taking off. He averaged more yards per game than anybody else the last 5 weeks of the season.
Now I'm not even addressing you no more. I'm addressing people who cover sports.
Okay. Oh, my God.
because I'm being honest, because this is what the film shows me.
This is surface level shit right now. You know why it's surface level shit? Because it's easy outside looking in to be like, oh, this is what happened. And so let me give you my
I just said the film showed me
the
that.
The film does not lie, Brandon.
What are you talking about?
Okay,
Brandon, the film don't lie.
What else happened last year?
What?
That can
come out of a finger injury?
Did he not break his finger?
He did.
Okay, so of course, then they're going to go back and lean on the run. So you're talking about this sample, this small sample size in history. When they start running the ball. Can I finish?
Go ahead, bro.
No, it's the truth, though. It is the truth. Like, you're talking Brandon, about him. They handed the ball. They had to run the ball because he couldn't throw the ball. He had a freaking broken thumb.
And I get that. And for the first 3 weeks, like, they still ran the ball, and he was trying to throw, and it didn't look good. When he finally healed up, right, it was able to throw the ball. They still leaned on the run, even though he was all the way back. And that's when they started winning games. I think you forget, when he came back from the injury, I think it was 2 weeks after, they did not score a point versus the Green Bay Packers. They got shut out, right? I don't care how bad you beat up. As a quarterback, you cannot not put up points in the NFL and try to win games. It's impossible to do and try to win. You have to score some points.
They're going
to again. I'm not saying Russell Wilson isn't a good quarterback. I'm just saying when he's had success in the league, it's been more balanced. When they've just let him throw 30 or 40 times, it has not been successful.
So how's the AFC West going to pan out? You rank them for
I already
you.
Told you. I got the Chargers as the first team. I got the Chiefs as the second team. And then I think it's a toss-up between the Raiders and the Denver Broncos.
Is it going to even be close between the top two and bottom?
I think it's going to be close between all four teams. I'm not going to lie and say it. I think they're going to beat each other up. I think it's going to be really close.
And so you don't want to lean on that the bigger sample size of history where this dude is the
you one just of the said most- Josh McDaniels is an offensive genius. He got Derek Carr got the number one receiver in football and one of the top defensive ends, and Chandler Jones will go to the Raiders. So I'm leaning towards the Raiders if I'm leaning towards anybody. Go ahead, Pat.
Yeah, he keep talking about Denver. Denver was like 20th in the pass rush last year. We're talking about guys in this division that are number one, two, three, five, six, you know what I mean, in the top 10. Like at the end of the day, you got to be able to get after the quarterback to be successful. We know you love Russ, but at the end of the day, he've had a lot of weapons over his career. So a lot of that he did, he got away with it because of the line, the running game, the guys he had outside. Last year he had everybody like Metcalf, but is he an every down receiver? I don't think so. Is he a Keenan Allen? He's not. Is he a Cooper Kupp? He's not. He's one of those guys that, you know, he can stretch the field, but he's not a guy that's going to kill you in route. I mean, seven plays in a row running routes.
This is I Am Athlete Tonight. I am your host, Lee J. Doosable, with my squad, Brandon Marshall, Adam Pac-Man Jones, and Ashley Nicole Moss. We're having a heated debate with our guy, Brandon Marshall, about the Broncos and the AFC West and the pecking order of that. So, Brandon, I would ask you this question next. Who is the most important piece on the Broncos this year for them to have success?
It's Russell Wilson. What are you talking about? The most important piece is the quarterback. It's the quarterback. He make everything go. You hear Shady, like, and I disagree with half of his damn takes. But and we had Sante Samuels on, and y'all was trying to convince me Tom Brady is more important than Bill Belichick, and I'm trying to say it's 50-50. It's the quarterback, man. Why? Because that quarterback walks in there, and he gives everybody hope. Tom Brady, that defense, 12, their Super Bowl run. He last year, what did he do? He went out there and said, guys.
Brandon, but what about the instances of situations that we've seen throughout the course of the NFL where defense has won championships for quarterbacks who couldn't?
Hello.
Listen.
We've seen
like Russ first couple years in the league.
We've seen it happen more times than I can count.
Yeah, but now you're talking about history, Ashley. You are 100% right. You're right. Like, if you can play really good. A lot of these defenses who dominated the Ravens, the Steelers,
the Seahawks.
The Seahawks. We're talking about all-time defenses, okay? And there are some teams where it's like, man, they can put it together for a year or two. But at the end of the day, if you have a quarterback keeps you in every single game. You have a chance every single game.
The course of a season, not just like – game specific. You're talking about overall course of a season, quarterbacks.
Yeah, because I can say if you give me Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, you give me Tom Brady, that means I'm guaranteed 6 to 7 wins off of that one guy. I'm guaranteed that. Okay. Right. So like you are right on the defensive side. Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is I just think if you give me a legendary defense, I'll admit I'll take a legendary defense over a legendary quarterback, you know, if we're talking about 10-year run. And here's why, because now I can take a mediocre quarterback, right? I don't have to pay him top dollar, so I can invest more into my defense and, you know, my offensive line. Give me a nice running back, and now I can play complimentary football and just give me a receiver on the backside that can beat one-on-one. I'll take that. But if you don't have that one quarterback that have all the skills, which is hard to find, like the Tom Brady's of the world, the Russell Wilson's of the world, the Peyton Manning's of the world, where they can run the whole show, they're amazing leaders, and they can make plays, and they're clutch. I'm in every single ball game.
Pat, who do you think is the most important piece on the Denver Broncos for them to have success this year?
Me personally, I think the guys up front, you got to be able to get after the quarterback in that division, man. When it's late in the season, it's cold in Denver, you know what I mean? Like, you got to be able to rush the quarterback. We know, everybody know what Brandon's best friend can do. He's going to run the ball. if you play coverage on him and put a spy on him, he's over with. You get what I'm saying?
So being so mean to me tonight.
So I think the guys up front is what's the key in this division. Because I'm telling you, I seen Khalil Mack, I seen Bosa out there. And it
you breaking up still a little Pack.
I think Brandon's putting the hex on Pack's mic.
He probably is.
So guys, we're on the road right now. You gotta see the audio. We're on the road right now. We're in Oxnard, California. For some of your listeners that may be tuning in right now, Pack and I are running and gunning, covering some of the best coaches and players in the NFL right now. And Pack and I are what hotel is this, Pack? Are you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I don't know. We somewhere in Oxnard.
Don't give out your hotel information.
Let somebody run up on y'all.
We're somewhere in Oxnard.
So literally we stopped here just to do the show. We stopped here just to do the show, and then we're going to pack up our little van, and we're going to head to Orange County. We can't tell you the hotel we're going to be there.
Like, what hotel are we in? But, here
but Pack, you said something very important.
I'm in room 42.
Pack, you said something very important. You talk about the defensive line and getting after the quarterback. You announced, the Chargers, right? They got Joey Bosa. They got Khalil Mack, right? The Raiders, right? They just signed Chandler Jones, right? They got Mad Max on the other side.
Yeah.
To me, Bradley Chubb, honestly, right? This guy was supposed to be the next quote-unquote Von Miller. Started off fast his rookie year, 12 sacks. Got banged up his next year. I think his third year had 7 sacks. Only played 7 games last year and didn't record 1 sack. Now with Randy Gregory on the other side, he won't get as much attention, right? Can he get back to where he was his rookie year when he had another viable pass rusher on the other side? Because to your point, in this division, look at the quarterbacks. Justin Herbert, Derek Carr. Patrick Mahomes, you got to get after that damn quarterback, right? Because these teams like to throw the football. So I think to me, because I think the Denver Broncos are going to run the ball. I know what Brandon is saying, but you don't have 2 goddamn running backs that go for close to 1,000 yards and you go away from that. That's just crazy, right? That makes no sense.
But
I know you got Russell Wilson. He's a great quarterback.
But hold on, B. On the other hand, what you were saying, though, Bradley Chubb has been getting doubled because they ain't had nobody else.
They signed Randy Gregory this year, so hopefully now.
I was just going to say that. I really think with Randy Gregory being on the other side, same thing. When he had Von Miller, he played at a high level. But if you just look at the last 2 seasons, they had nobody but him. Of course we're going to double him. And he went through the injuries and everything, but he's an unbelievable player. I got a chance to play with him as a rookie. He's special, man.
Yeah. Go ahead, B. Marsh. Go ahead.
Okay. You giving me more time to talk
about? I am. And then I'm going to have our producer, Anthony, come on, and then we're going to go to break.
All right. Just really quickly, like, dudes, what I'm not saying is Russell Wilson should throw the ball every time. I don't think any quarterback.
I get that.
Anytime. I'm a wide receiver, and I'm a fan of having. I want the best running game.
Correct.
Why? Because now you can't double me. Now I'm backside. I got 1-on-1. Because if you come double me, now we the box, right? The front set. We it's favorable for us.
100%.
So what I think is just a little bit more balance. Pete Carroll. Okay, and it's the last. No, it ain't the last time I'm going to discuss this. And third down, bro. That's all I'm saying. It was a problem. Like, I want balance. I want to be 50-50 run the pass. But running first and second and third down and on fourth down too, that's a problem.
Well, before we go to break, I want to bring in our producer, Anthony, because he found a stat for me I think is very interesting. And when the Legion of Boom had retired and that front for the Seahawks had kind of retired. Yeah. Anthony, what is Russell Wilson's record in the playoffs since 2018?
Well, Brandon, you're going to have to argue with me. Russell Wilson, I just looked it up. He is 1-3 in the playoffs since 2018. That one victory, I don't want to talk about it, guys. It was against the Philadelphia.
Versus the Eagles with all the quarterbacks hurt. by the way.
Hold on. What was the question? And then start over because I interrupted you.
I said, what was Russell Wilson's record in the playoffs since 2018 when the Legion of Boom was gone? The defensive line was gone, right? Okay, Marshawn Lynch not there anymore.
Okay, now what's the answer, Anthony?
The answer is that he is 1-3 in the playoffs since then.
And what was the one team he beat, Anthony?
The one team he beat was the Philadelphia Eagles when Carson Wentz and Josh McNown, I believe,
both got hurt in the game.
So I guess my first question is, what are you guys doing? Are you guys on a separate thread or chat? Shit to get at me? Like, what are we doing here?
I'm just stating some facts for you, Brandon. That's all I'm doing.
Let me address this. I'm over here minding my business.
Ashley, let me address this real quick. Ashley, here's what you got to understand, Ashley. In 2018, you know what happened? You know where Pac-Man Jones and Brandon Marshall was playing? Adam Pac-Man Jones was playing in Denver, okay? Mm-hmm. You know where I was playing? I was playing in Seattle.
I actually had a pick against Russell Wilson that year.
I was 13, okay?
Yeah. We lost you, B, but we'll bring you back after the break. Our guys, Brandon Marshall and Adam Pac-Man Jones, sat down with Pro Bowl cornerback Trayvon Diggs of the Dallas Cowboys live at training camp in Oxnard, California. We'll have that interview for you when we return on I Am Athlete Tonight here on Mad Dog Sports Radio. Brandon Marshall and Adam Pac-Man Jones have been traveling around to different training camp sites and getting interviews with coaches and players. Yesterday, they stopped at Chargers camp, interviewed head coach Brandon Staley and Pro Bowl receiver Keenan Allen. Today, they stopped at Cowboys camp and chopped it up with Pro Bowl cornerback Trayvon Diggs, who led the NFL in interceptions last year with 11. We have that interview for you right now.
First 2 years, 14 interceptions. The first year, 3 picks. This year, 11 picks, which is a big jump. My question for you off the top, everybody want to know, they say y'all play a lot of zone here. Me personally, I know that y'all play match cover 3. So only time that you really don't have the guy, if he goes up on you. So what do you have to say to the guys that are saying that y'all play a lot of coverage and then man-to-man is for the picks?
We play man every play. Like he said, it's covered through match, so our match is going to turn to man. Like, he come up the field, you got him, that's your man. So, got him all over the field. We play man. Only time we don't got him is, he's underneath, like he said. But even then, we still got him. So, really, somebody don't take him. Regardless, it's still man, and we play a lot of just regular man, street man, too.
Had an unbelievable season last year. What are some of your self-goals for this year?
I just want to be better than last year. Just take my game to the next level. Just 1%.
As a defense, as a group, we haven't got over the edge. We haven't been to the playoffs as for the Cowboys since, I think, 19? In Jerry World, it's either big or go home. Do you feel the pressure of being America's team that you have to win?
Everybody like winning, though. So, I wouldn't necessarily call it pressure. I feel like that's what you're supposed to do. So, do it, Try to do it. I hate losing. I love to win. So, I just feel like that's what you're supposed to do.
We had Asante Samuel on the show. And I don't know if you got to see it. We had a Revis conversation. And he said that he didn't think Revis should be in the Hall of Fame because of the number of picks. Do you agree with that?
I don't want to get into that. They both good corners. I like both of them. I like both of their games, So it ain't really up to me to decide who go, but I like both of their games.
Do you think Revis should be a first ballot Hall of Fame?
Yeah. All right.
We was looking at numbers. Is everybody in the Hall of Fame have 30 or more picks. Mm-hmm. Most of them have 40. You have 14 right now. You're setting the bar high for yourself. Do you ever take a peek at some of those numbers to remind yourself where you could be or what you're trying to get to?
Not really. I just really like, dang, being wild. Like, wow, they really got all them picks, So, but I don't want to think of it, think too far ahead and then never accomplish. I just want to play and just stack up. I'm just stack up, and just see where it go at the end of my career, I don't think that when they were playing, they was looking for, I'm going to get 60 picks, I'm going to get 70 picks. I feel like they were just out there hooping.
With having your brother is a top 5 receiver.
the workouts during the offseason, do you think that prepare you for what you're going through right now?
Yeah, most definitely. He's an elite wide receiver. You know, he worked hard, you know, even if it's nothing like, you know, just one-on-one, you know, just his work ethic and just being around that, being around him, and, you know, his aura just rub off and make you go on, perform and be better.
I heard you guys talking about defense. That's not my thing. I just dominate the DBs, but I don't know all that defensive talk. Top five corners right now, and you can include yourself if you want to.
I just did my top five.
You just did, but I wasn't here. I want to hear it. I like, can I get the top five?
I don't really got a top five. I can give you a top 10.
Oh, give me top 10.
I like Jalen. I like Gilmore. I like Slay. I like AJ Terrell. I like Patrick. I like myself. I like JC. And missing a couple.
Missing a couple. Who else? Who,
that was nine.
Who are we missing? No, that was seven. Are we missing any? Did he miss anybody?
I like everybody. Slay wasn't on the board for the top five, but
I love Slay. He taught me a lot.
Really? What do you love about Slay?
He's a real man. I follow pieces. Like, he really is a man.
Right.
And that's respected. Like, I respect that. Right. Like, you can go and follow somebody and match them, go everywhere they go. You wear your hair. That's good.
All right, can I get a little messy and prep? Because every time I had this conversation, to me, it's about, like, you giving me more opportunities. I'm getting a little messy because this is the other side of the conversation, how you dominated last year. To me, when you turn the ball over, you give me the ball back 11 times, our percentage of winning goes up.
Yeah.
There's some people out there that says, well, for Trayvon to actually step into the top five, I need him to also not give up, you know, any yards, right? This year, how are you approaching that? Okay, turnover, your turnover machine.
Yeah.
But how do you look at that in that conversation? Do you hear that conversation?
Yeah.
So how do you? How does that hit you?
I don't hear from nobody like for me to hear from.
One more time. That might have went over y'all heads.
Everybody got an ass. Basically what he said. Listen to
so basically opinion. The conversation is this, right? He might have two picks. Like, there was one game he had two picks, but he gave up 80 yards. People are like, oh, he gave up 80 yards. So that's the question I'm asking right now. Is he going to continue to have 10, 11, 12 picks, which is extremely hard? That was a amazing season. We may not ever see that again, you know, from any corner, but it was amazing. But the biggest thing is, how do we also dominate in the other areas? So that's the conversation.
Do you consider 80 yards having a good game?
As a receiver, 66 yards through 16 games give you 1,000 yards.
As you as a man, was 80 yards a good game? Was that your standard?
No, I need 100 of them.
All right, then. 80, we ain't worrying about it. He might call it a couple under route. Right.
Here we go. So we talked about the corners and all of that. I'm really trying to figure out the top wide receivers. It's hard. Like how you just say, I was like, give me a top five. He's like, I don't have a top five. I can give you 10. As a receiver, it's hard because I know situations. I know philosophy. I just know it can be extremely difficult. One guy might have a quarterback. Another guy may not. It's harder.
Yeah, for sure.
So I printed out the top 20 or so wide receivers. I do have OBJ and Antonio Brown still on here. All right, can you give me your top five? And hopefully, in order. Through five. Yes, 1 through 5. Let's get this.
Bias.
He biased.
It's tough.
Why you put your brother at number one?
He the best one.
This is not route running. This is just
who you gonna pick?
Who on my team? This is my roster.
It's tough. You gotta strap it up come Sunday. You gotta guard him. You got Keenan Allen right there. You got DeAndre Hopkins. You got Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp. What about Cooper Kupp?
Mike Evans.
Cooper Kupp.
Nah, he's tough. That's what I'm saying. It's hard. Everybody's tough on here.
Justin Jefferson.
But this is my team though. This is my
Justin
team.
Jefferson.
Y'all missing one.
Who we missing?
With Jamar.
Jamar Chase. Oh.
Write that on there. Write that on there, bro.
I am not. I was not in charge of printing the sheet out. Jamar Chase is possibly a top five, but he definitely should be on this list. Probably five.
You get him four?
Yeah.
We got one more.
I'm going Lamb Talk 5.
Cooper Kupp didn't make it. Can you give
That's
us
my team?
Your team, your top five right now.
Yeah.
Trayvon Diggs, everyone.
I got Steph. I got Devontae Adams, Tyreek, Jamar City.
That's a good five.
That's a really good five, but I think there is a little bit of bias there. journalism, you know, we have to be above board. And we have to be ethical.
Can we do
so? I just want everybody. We can do it, but I just want everyone to know that Stephon Diggs is his brother. The world should know that right now. And then also, CeeDee Lamb, he has at five, is his teammate. So I just want to make sure that we're ethical and we're above board.
So what are you saying?
I just want to be ethical. Okay. Appreciate you. And the last question I got for you, because I know you in camp, is this. I'm getting real messy here. Easy money, quarterbacks, pack. You knew you went out there. You was like, "Yo, I'm about to pick this dude off." Easy money.
Yeah. Easy money.
Give me when you went out there. Who was? Give me who?
Manziel, because I played against him twice. He was easy money. Like I've never played against
him. Who was easy money?
And not have a pick.
Yeah. So right now, you know, Cowboys, y'all going out there on Sunday. You see the quarterback on the other side.
Easy money.
Who's easy money for me?
whoever throwing the most picks at the time.
He's being politically correct, politician here.
I really want to know.
Yeah, we want to know. Yeah.
We really want to know.
Yes.
Nah, I ain't gonna say it.
Can you give us one?
All the quarterbacks in my division.
There you go. I got the Cowboys this year to come out the division. I don't know what's gonna happen in the playoffs, but I got them coming out of the division. Hey, I appreciate your time.
I appreciate you.
That boy said, whatever quarterback in his division getting picked off. So, Adam Pac-Man Jones, you guys were out there. What is the outlook of the Dallas Cowboys this year?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Actually, it's a little shaky.
Today was a
I'm gonna throw it to Ashley. Ashley, what do you think the outlook for your Cowboys are this year?
I mean, the same that it is, whatever. The same every year, Super Bowl, okay? I am putting it into the universe. Lord. The Dallas Cowboys will be 2023 Super Bowl champions. We're bringing the Lombardi back to the star. I am a firm believer this is actually the year. I know I say that every year, but I genuinely mean it this time around.
You truly mean that? Do you honestly believe that deep down in your heart?
I speak it into existence every single season on purpose. But I will say this, though. I think ultimately the goal for the Cowboys, I know Super Bowl is ultimately the goal, but I think you want to see this team make some noise in the playoffs. You can't constantly be the most valuable franchise in the NFL. You can't have all the money in the world to go ahead and bring all the players. You can't be the shiny star that everybody looks to. You can't be America's team. You can't be on every national, you know, network, you know, national games and just not win when it counts. The regular season is great. Division championships, you know, is great. You know, being able to say you knock the Eagles out of the division, the Giants, the Commanders, all that stuff is great. But when are you going to start making some noise in the playoffs? Last year should have been a year you made a deep run. The year before last should have been a year you made a deep run. In some way, shape, or form, this team constantly falls short when it counts. And even the fans, diehard as we are, I've been a Cowboys fan my whole life. You can't continue to make excuses for inadequacies when it actually counts. So for me, a successful season is a deep playoff run. But I obviously want a Super Bowl, but I'll take a deep playoff run to start.
Yeah, we'll see where the Dallas Cowboys end up this season. I think a lot of people have them favored to win the NFC East again, which rarely happens, right? The team that never wins 2 years in a row, but we'll see what the Dallas Cowboys do.
Don't put that out there.
I'm just being honest. That's what history has shown.
Why would you do that?
It's real hard.
It's tough out here for y'all, Ashley.
Realistically, looking at the division, do you feel like it's impossible? The Commanders aren't going to be.
No. I think you guys have a really good chance. I think the Eagles are going to be your main competition this year in that division.
With who? Right.
With A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on the outside.
I'm
telling you right now, I ain't worried about Jalen Hurts, tell you that much.
Some would say they ain't worried about Dak Prescott.
You still got to get the ball to your receivers. Well, I'll tell you this.
I'll they can run the football.
I know you're a Cowboys fan, so maybe you'll share my sentiments. I am nervous about the wide receiver position in Dallas.
Oh, yeah. James Washington went down with an injury.
Yes. I'm not a big fan of what I'm seeing at the wide receiver position. Obviously,
well, they only have Lamb, but...
But then Michael Gallup's on unable to participate right now.
It's going to be a while before he's back.
On the depth chart. Amari Cooper's in Dallas. I mean, in Cleveland
he
now.
Gone. Yeah.
Yeah. So the wide receiver position makes me nervous because Dak Prescott, I believe after that injury that he sustained, the fractured ankle, I don't think you're going to get a Dak Prescott who is fearless to run out of the pocket. You'll get a couple of short runs from him. You know, obviously you'll always be able to run the ball in Dallas. You're not going to get the Dak Prescott pre-injury that's going to run for 10 plus yards. It's just not going to happen. So you need receivers for him to throw to. And I'm nervous that we don't have that. So that's a concern for me.
It'll be interesting to see how that wide receiver position pans out for Dallas, especially with the injury to James Washington.
I Am Athlete Tonight is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. Support I Am Athlete Tonight with a 5-star rating and by leaving a review. That's a big deal, guys. Stop being lazy. Pick up your phones and leave a review and give us a 5-star rating. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Want more? Catch the full 2 hours of I Am Athlete Tonight weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on Mad Dog Sports Radio, SiriusXM Channel 82. Go to SiriusXM.com/IAA Tonight trial to start your free trial today.
SiriusXM Podcasts.